From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. A top California union leader says the fight is on now that Governor Jerry Brown's administration has rejected state worker pay increases and contract talks. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento on the union's new tough talk against the Democratic governor they've long supported.
California's largest state worker union bussed thousands of its members from across the state to a Capitol rally. SEIU Local 1000 is demanding pay raises, and it's blasting the governor for insisting on a cost-neutral contract. Dorinda Carlin works at the Caltrans Maintenance Department in Riverside. She says years of furloughs nearly forced her into foreclosure, and her $32,000 salary isn't keeping pace with the cost of living.
To me, what's fair is some kind of pay raise, at least a 5%. To start, and maybe in another 2 years or so, another maybe 3%, something that's going to sustain us, you know, that we could live. I mean, I'm not asking for so much.
The Brown administration won't comment on negotiations. Asked about contract talks as he released his latest budget proposal last month, the governor declined to say whether he budgeted for a state worker pay increase, but
suffice it to say, we're aiming low.
And Brown has repeatedly said the state should use its extra revenue to build a reserve and pay down debt, not increase spending. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
It turns out both of the offices at the California state capitol searched by FBI agents Tuesday belong to Democratic Senator Ron Calderon. The Senate's chief sergeant at arms clarified the second office searched in addition to Calderon's capitol office had previously been identified as belonging to the Latino Legislative Caucus. The sergeant at arms attributed the confusion to an outdated list of room numbers. Calderon's auxiliary office and the Latino Legislative Caucus are a street from